Did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Do you think you are part of that 75%? I really didn't think that I would be, but when asked to list out all the subscriptions I paid for, one or two slipped through the cracks that I totally forgot about. One of which was for something that I swore I canceled forever ago. Think about it. Between streaming platforms, apps, delivery services, and even parenting / kid subscriptions, though they all seem like small amounts, when pulled together, that's a pretty big chunk of your spending money out the door. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting time on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/morningcup. That's rocketmoney.com/morningcup. rocketmoney.com/morningcup. Today's podcast is brought to you by newspapers.com, the ultimate destination for exploring the mysteries of the past. If you're fascinated by true crime, get ready to dive into the stories that made headlines. Newspapers.com offers a billion pages of historical newspapers from the U.S. and beyond, and you can search the entire collection in seconds. Their vast newspaper collection is a goldmine for eyewitness accounts, crime scene photos, news reports, and more. Whether you're interested in famous crimes or long-forgotten cases, newspapers.com gives you a front-row seat to more than 300 years of history. For our listeners, newspapers.com has a special offer. Use the code CUPOFMURDER for an exclusive 20% discount on your subscription. That's promo code CUPOFMURDER at newspapers.com. Sign up today and start unraveling the true crime mysteries that keep you up at night.
There were two more murders 15 miles away.
When police arrived, they found the telephones and electricity lines.
We have a weird homicide.
A scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird
morning.
Cup of murder.
All crimes seem senseless, but they feel especially so when the victim is a child who just so happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. On March 15, 2004, a young boy became a victim for nothing more than his location and the color of his skin. So if you like your coffee hot but your bones chilled, sit back and start your day with a morning cup of murder. On March 15, 2004, 15-year-old Chris Donald, born July 2, 1988, was walking the streets of Pollock Shills, Glasgow, with a 19-year-old friend, Jamie Wallace, when, out of nowhere, a stolen silver Mercedes pulled up alongside them, and five unknown men grabbed both boys. Yelling out the words, "white bastards," the friends struggled against their attackers, and Jamie luckily managed to escape. However, in doing so, he was forced to leave behind Chris Donald. At just 5'7", the young boy was punched into submission. And as he grabbed the door frame to try and hold on with all of his strength, he was heard pleading, "I'm only 15. What did I do?" Yanked into the car, the abductors sped off and took Chris on a 200-mile journey to Dundee and back. All the while, the attackers were making phone calls and looking for a house to stop at. Having no success, they returned to Glasgow and took the boy to the Clyde Walkway near the Celtic Football Club's training ground. There, they held Chris's arms out and stabbed him multiple times, causing internal injuries to three arteries, one of his lungs, his liver, and to a kidney. He was then doused with petrol, set ablaze, and left to burn and bleed to death. Why exactly was Chris Donald targeted that day? As the world would soon find out, it was simply because of the color of his skin. You see, the five men who attacked Chris and Jamie that day were each associated with a local British Pakistani gang led by a man named Imran Shahid. According to the sources, Imran was attacked at a nightclub in Glasgow city center the night before by a local white gang. And as an act of revenge, Chris was approached that day as an example of a, quote, white boy from the McCulloch Street area. He had no involvement in the attack on Imran and had no gang affiliations at all. While some of the gang fled to Pakistan, news of the murder spread, and when the motive was revealed, the case quickly became politicized due to the clear racial elements. Tensions grew. Police were accused of letting race affect the course of the investigation. Politicians were accused of using the boy's death for their own gain. Right-wing extremist groups were publicly bashed for trying to show mock support to further their agenda and gain membership. Media sources were damned for how little they chose to cover the case. And so much anger and fear brewed in the area that police intervention was necessary. Throughout it all, though, the investigation continued. And in the end, 5 men were held responsible for the murders. Their names were Danish Shahid, Zeeshan Shahid, Mohammed Faisal Mustaq, Zahid Mohammed, and, of course, Imran Shahid. After numerous diplomatic complications and the agreement of the Pakistani government to extradite the men, despite there being no treaty between them and Britain, Danish Shahid was later found guilty of the murder and became the first to be convicted of a racially motivated murder in Scotland. And Zahid Mohammed, admitting his involvement in the abduction and to lying to police during the investigation, was sentenced to 5 years in prison and released after serving only half of his sentence so he could give evidence against the other 3 men during their trials. Arriving in Scotland on October 5, 2005, Imran Shahid, Faisal Mustaq were charged with the murder the following day and went to court on October 2, 2006. On November 8, 2006, all 3 men were found guilty of the racially motivated murder of Chris Donald. And though all 3 deny the charges, a jury convicted them of abduction and murder. Each was sentenced to life imprisonment. Due to the publicity surrounding the case and the nature of the murder, once in prison, the men, particularly Imran Shahid, experienced a number of attacks from fellow prisoners. So much so that at one point, Imran was placed in solitary confinement for an extended period of time due to the continual threats of violence against him and the aggressive behavior he himself showed to others. He appealed against the move, claiming it was a breach of his human rights, but was rejected in 2011 and 2014. But in October of 2015, it was upheld by the UK Supreme Court after it was found that the prison rules had not been correctly adhered to when he was sent to solitary for periods totaling 14 months out of the 56 he had already spent behind bars, that, overall, the reason for doing so were valid and for his own safety. He was not offered any financial compensation. In addition to the violence Imran both suffered from and dished out, he received quite a bit of media attention for cases he brought against the prison service governors in 2017, claiming unlawful removal of his personal possessions. Those possessions, when listed, were a penis pump, which was deemed to have negligible medical benefit, and an Xbox that, they believed, he was using to access the internet. His claims were dismissed, and he remains behind bars. Thank you for joining me in my morning cup of murder. Please join me again tomorrow to A Terrible Thing Happened on March 16th. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and let me know how you like it. If you want to help support the podcast, there's always Patreon or just sharing it with your true crime obsessed friends. And remember, stay safe.